Just being alive, give me one more day. Well, I could complain about taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to L.A. That's just not my nature to sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad, so give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance. I learned to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. When I look around, there's lots of folks worse off than me.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Elon Musk operation of huge slashing of federal jobs is rather messy, say government workers to ABC News. They are often the first to identify waste and abuse, says ABC's Mary Alice Parks in Washington.
We've heard stories of people who have gotten email notices that they have lost their job at midnight, even when their own supervisors and advisors didn't know.
Sources tell ABC News that 15,000 workers at the IRS face potential layoffs in the middle of tax season. Appearing inclined to deny an urgent request to temporarily block Musk's government efficiency operation from firing employees or accessing sensitive government records, a federal judge at a hearing in Washington today.
Deport Musk! Deport Musk!
Protesters at a rally in Tampa, Florida against the Musk mass firings. Kentucky still dealing with flood emergencies after torrential rain over the weekend. 11 people in Kentucky killed in the flooding. This is ABC News. Good news for the people of Earth. An asteroid 7 years away might not hit our planet. The bad news, well, it might smash into our nearest cosmic neighbor.
Scientists have increased the likelihood that an asteroid called 2024 YR4 will collide with the Earth in 2032. The thing's about the size of an office building and could take out a city if it makes a direct hit, and chances are now 2.3% that it will, still not very high. There's also a slight possibility that 2024 YR4 will hit the moon instead. Researchers believe such an impact would be visible from Earth.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A woman in Washington State has been charged with beating her teenage son to death. And police are also now charging the father for doing nothing about it. King County Prosecutor Casey McNerthy.
Child abuse happens all the time. And if you know something about it, there are ways where you can safely report it.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Governor Tony Evers will propose a nearly $500 million multi-step plan for Wisconsin's correction system as part of the two-year state budget he'll announce on Tuesday.
These steps are each a critical part, a crucial part of this comprehensive plan. And they have to happen together.
Evers' proposal will include closing the more than 100-year-old Green Bay prison and remodeling the Lincoln Hills Youth Facility into a medium-security prison for adult males. He'll also propose policy changes to reduce the state's corrections population. A bill reversing the Department of Public Instruction's testing standards will be taken up in the State Assembly this week.
The Assembly Education Committee passed the bill last week. It would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. Critics argue the DPI changes mask poor performance. State Superintendent Jill Underley has said standards weren't lowered and that the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Also at the Capitol, a proposal is being reintroduced to combat human trafficking on the demand side.
The Human Trafficking Prevention Act would impose a mandatory $5,000 surcharge on convictions for patronizing or soliciting prostitutes or keeping a place of prostitution, State Senator Andre Jacques.
Pimps, as well as patrons that are driving the slavery trade, the sex trafficking trade.
The DePere Republican says he and advocates for those being trafficked see this bill as attacking the demand side. Jacques says the measure enjoys broad bipartisan support and that Governor Tony Evers has previously indicated his support. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and brutally cold today. High temperatures flirting with 0 degrees and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. Tonight, we fall to overnight lows near 25 below, prompting an extreme cold warning where it could really feel near 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 6 below zero.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
But we are up and running here on AgriTalk. We've got our weekly conversation about what's happening in the used machinery market, and we'll get caught up with what's happening in the world of sorghum.
From President's Day in the USA, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete. That's Greg Peterson. Then it's Tyne Morgan with a conversation with Amy France from the National Sorghum Producers. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much, buddy. Happy President's Day.
Hear, hear.
What does it
red,
mean
white,
to
and
you?
Blue Speedo kind of day today is what
is
we
that what
going
it is?
Here. Oh, yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
That.
Yep. Well, you know what we normally talk about on President's Day, right?
Usually we talk about how you and I used to have a standing appointment there for a while.
There's some
animals that would just as soon I wasn't around, I think.
Right, right. You know, and yeah, we used to have that standing appointment to get the horse's feet freshened up.
Yep.
The other thing is, you know, we can't forget that if you're out there in the market for a new mattress, today is the day.
You can probably even get one delivered if you work at it.
I would think. Oh, my goodness. And the other thing is that we've got to remember the President's Day furniture sales will last for more than just today.
For they the don't next want two you weeks. To know that. See, this
for
is...
the next, yeah, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to be seeing these President's Day furniture sales
yep.
commercials. We're going to see them all over the place.
Yeah,
all over.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
You know, what do you do? What do you do? I heard the reference to the red, white, and blue Speedo kind of day, but might be a little chilly for that this year.
A little chilly for that this year. I'm afraid we're going to have to cancel the Speedo run here in the neighborhood. You know, probably just stay inside and think about our choices, I think, maybe is what we'll do.
Oh, that's fantastic. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis, and we are glad that you are with us.
Yes.
as I said, you know, the government offices are closed today. No reason to go to the mailbox. That's closed. The grain markets, don't be looking for an update there, or the livestock markets, or the stock market. They're all closed on President's Day. So, but you know what? The news generator just keeps on chugging along, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no off switch. Yeah,
there is no off switch. That's right. What do you got?
Well, let's just take a minute and kind of digest a few things, all right?
Okay.
Let's talk about this, and I'm going to tie this with a different story. President Trump revealed in a Fox News interview last week he had spoken with Chinese President Xi Jinping since his inauguration. Trump did not disclose details of that conversation. He did say, quote, "We have a very good personal relationship," did not specify when the call took place or what was discussed. There's that, the story that, Trump and President Xi of China had had a conversation. Then we get the story just last week about how Trump is mulling over cutting U.S. defense spending, which tallies somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.5% of GDP here at $1 trillion annually. He wants to cut that in half, but he also wants to talk to Russia and China and have them do the same thing at the same time. Everybody cuts their defense spending by half. I don't know. I didn't see in the fine print. Maybe there's something about holding hands, having a Coke and a smile, and the whole world sings. Sounds like a similar program he's trying to resurrect there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, one of the thoughts that I had on that was, and boy, I don't want this. Do not take this the wrong way when I say it.
All right.
But is President Trump looking at the development of the BRICS countries and saying, wait a minute, if you've got Russia and you've got China involved in this, why isn't the U.S. involved in this? And it could be a little bit of good grief. Is the grass greener over there? That has entered my mind. And, you know, when you get right down to it, there are plenty of reasons to maintain good, workable relationships with those countries. If we've got working relationships with those countries, the odds of war with those countries goes down significantly. If we've got a way that we can just have a conversation.
Just pick up the phone.
Just pick up the phone. It seems to work out better for us in the long run. So I think that's probably what the president is doing, is just saying, listen, we're all spending way too much money on defending ourselves from each other. Yeah. Let's have a conversation about how we can stop spending so much money.
I kind of like it. I kind of do.
It will be, boy, you want to talk about trusting but verifying.
I go kind of a thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is, you know, this is one of those situations where I think I'm going to say, and you go first.
Consumer prices. There's been an awful lot of talk. U.S. consumer prices rose by 0.5 percentage point in January 2025. That surpassed forecasts of a 0.3% monthly increase. The annual rate came in at 3% above expectations for a steady reading, with December at 2.9%. Eggs, bro, are throwing off food prices. Food at home, food at the grocery store. You just can't get away from these egg price increases. It takes, is it 22 weeks, did we learn, that it takes to grow a chicken from hatch till it can begin producing eggs?
Is that what it is, 22 weeks?
I believe it's 22. It's in the 20 range there. That's an awful long time to wait for those eggs. And then those eggs got to get out to the marketplace. Dude, these high egg prices are going to be with us for a while.
Well, yeah, I think they're going to be with us for a while until we can figure out how to get a handle on bird flu to begin with, and get out in front of that. Every time we have a conversation with an industry leader about what is happening with bird flu, you know, I always ask the question, are we chasing or are we in front of the problem? And everybody always says we're chasing. We are chasing and trying to get this figured out and how best to control it going forward. And it's less about absolute control and more about minimizing the overall damage or impact more and more. That's how I see what is happening out there, Davis. And I'd love to have a strategy to fix the problem, but a lot of the strategy is minimize the damage.
Yeah, that and time, I think, is what we need to unravel that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt. We do need some more time on it. And I can guarantee you, now that Brooke Rollins is in charge at USDA, there's going to be more conversation about a vaccination effort on the nation's flock. We'll have to see if that gains any momentum or not. All right, buddy, enjoy the rest of your President's Day.
Yeah, you too, pal.
All right. I still say go for the red, white, and blue Speedo. I think there's time. It's okay.
I might be wearing them now, yes.
Oh, boy. Hey, stay tuned, everybody. We got Machinery Pete. Greg Peterson's up next here on AgriTalk.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners, NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Scammers often
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Monday morning, President's Day 2025. And that means that it is time for a conversation with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Chip. How are you doing?
Doing just fine, just fine. It's a busy time of the year, Greg. What have you learned?
Well, yeah, last week at Louisville, I wish I could have been there at the farm show. It was, I think, the first time in 15 years I've missed it. Yeah. But we had a busy schedule, and if I may walk you through just some of my kind of things I learned and highlights from the past week, it was really fun. So Monday I was in Champaign, Illinois with the Illinois Soybean Association speaking at their Soybean Summit. Great fun. A lot of great conversations, good questions. People very top of mind, like, hey, Pete, is 2025 going to be a good time to be a buyer? So we had a lot of good discussions there. Tuesday I hopped over, drove about 4 hours then to get to Northwest Ohio and did a couple video things. I think listeners will enjoy this, and I'll be talking a lot more about the sale, but there is a farm auction coming up March 22nd in West Unity, Ohio, by A.A. Brown Auction Service. It's for Lynn, I think the last name is pronounced Brewer, and her late husband, David. Beautiful line of John Deere equipment, so I did a video preview I'll be posting, but some really nice equipment, like a 2001 John Deere 8210 Gold Key tractor, 3,059 hours, 95 John Deere 8200, 4,305 hours, a 2016 John Deere SX60, 1,112 SEP hours. Damn. So there's that, you know, doing talk about the equipment, which is super sharp and stuff, but the chance to spend some time with Lynn and David's son and the folks from A. Brown, really fun. And halfway through the conversation, they sort of offhandedly mentioned that the combine, the S660, is a Gold Key combine.
Okay.
And David was basically just a tremendous John Deere fan, and Lynn as well. And so we talked about that a little bit, and I was saying, well, our data shows, you know, that makes a difference. So I'd put that at the front of the listing. You know, it indicates pride of ownership. Unfortunately, David passed away suddenly last fall, and Lynn was showing me some of the pictures, I believe, at the memorial service, which they had a picture, beautiful picture of the first and last tractor that David drove, and it was a farm all. I want to say a Super M was the first, and then his last tractor, they have a 8320R on the sale. So again, we're talking more about that, and Lynn said, you know, Pete, I actually can't show you the Gold Key for the combine.
Okay.
And I said, well, Lynn, we don't have to see it, just the fact that it's a Gold Key.
Yeah,
but she had
kind
of a smile on her face, and we talked more. And she said, actually, David's level of devotion, he was actually buried with the Gold Key on his funeral. So I've run across a lot of proud John Deere fans over the years, in 35 years doing this. But that one, I just said, Lynn, that is just amazing. And they sent me some tremendous pictures of David, his last tractor ride. So again, folks, the sale is Saturday, March 22nd. If you want the highest quality equipment that was cared for with just utmost pride.
Yeah, Greg, and when I was listening to that, I mean, you're talking about the right age with the right hours to really catch a lot of attention, aren't you?
Yeah, and that is something, as I bounced around here, our data is showing a split. Kind of the later model stuff is still under pressure, which we understand why. But that 10-plus-year-old stuff, like it'll be on the Brewer's auction March 22nd, is what everybody wants. So that was Tuesday morning. Then Tuesday afternoon, I hopped over to Eden, Ohio, right by.
Okay.
And I stopped in at Reitzel Tractor. And I met Kenny and Jim Reitzel, of course, known them for years. Great, great outfit there. Long history, kind of legendary folks in the used equipment business. And they have a tractor that's selling on an online auction Tuesday, February 25th. And this is really interesting, folks. The sale is by a company called Tractor Tuesday. If you haven't heard about it, believe me, you're going to be hearing a lot more about these guys. I met owner Zach Bosley. And go to TractorTuesday.com, online auction. Their platform and the way they present, I mean, it is really well done with a deep, deep, deep tech understanding and farm understanding. It's super intriguing. We're going to learn more. But on the sale, they have this 1995 Case H 7240 Mark 50 edition tractor with 3,412 original hours. And it, I mean, I'm telling you, it looks 30 years old, but it looks like new. It looks like just bought it brand new. So that is going to sell Tuesday, February 25th. So again, I'll have some more video coming out talking about it. Now, the highest one I've ever seen in the U.S. was back about 4 years ago, April 6th of 21 in Seymour, Wisconsin. We saw another Mark 50. So they, I don't know if they made like 100 of those things, but done right, those special edition logos and insignias, they drive interest.
That thing brought
$94,000 4 years ago. So the one on Tuesday, the 25th, is going to be interesting. Okay. So then I wrapped up in Eden, Ohio, Tuesday, and I catch a flight out of Fort Wayne, bounced down to Jackson, Mississippi. Okay. And we filmed an auction in Hollandale, Mississippi, for Machinery PTV last Thursday. This was sold by Mid Delta Auction Company. Two guys, Will and Alan, that went to auction school 20 years ago. They're building a great business there. This was a farm retirement auction for a guy by the name of Marvin Cochran. Very connected, been on the Rice Board over in Stuttgart, Arkansas, many, many years. Works at the national level. Great farmer, retiring. It's about my age. Great line of equipment. Just some highlights. He had a 2018 John Deere S790 combine with 1,065 SEP hours. That brought up 182.5. I thought that was in the ballpark. I mean, last year, the average auction price on an 18 model S790 was 189.3, I think. And again, this was in Mississippi, right in the Delta. Now, it was interesting. A huge crowd there. Marvin had four 23 model tractors, a pair of 23 8R 310s and a pair of 23 8R 250s. Okay. Now, if you look at the prices, you might say, you know, maybe a little soft there. They did have a few more hours, kind of 1,000 hours-ish, but the 8R 310s went for 260 and 247, and the 23 8R 250s went 222, 5, and 215. And I spent a lot of time with Marvin, and afterwards I said, Marvin, I got to take off. It was a great time. And he chuckled, and the sale overall was fantastic. But he said, Pete, people are struggling to buy the newer stuff. And so, you know, he was hoping the tractors would go higher. But I will say that, you know, again, the sale overall was very strong. He had a Great Plains 2520F 25-foot grain drill that brought 41,000, clearly far and away the highest I've ever seen. So, again, when the right item shows up, the buying heat is there. There was probably the buy of the day on that one, I thought, was the backhoe loader. He had a like new 22, see here again, 22 model. Mm-hmm. But the 1, 2, 3 are the ones are under pressure. Mm-hmm. So this 580 Super N, 317 hours, went for 78,000. I thought maybe it could creep up over 90, but again, 78, that's the beauty of the auction. It sells for what it sells for. But I do need to do a shout out because Wednesday night before the auction, Marvin, I'm usually pretty busy and I got to upload videos and stuff. He goes, Pete, you're coming with me. We're going to go get something to eat. And we went to this restaurant. It's called Doe's
Eat. Oh, God.
Have you been there?
Yes, they're in Greenville.
Greenville, Mississippi. You know what I'm talking about. You walk in the door, there's no menu. You walk in, you're just right in the middle of the kitchen.
Yep.
And there's tables in the kitchen.
Yep.
And they just say, what kind of steak do you want? And I'm like, bring me a ribeye. And it was the best ribeye I've had in a long time. So
Isn't it a wonderful place? Do you have any of the tamales?
Oh, tamales. Oh, my gosh. They're so good. I'm so happy you've been there. So, Agri Talk listeners, make a point sometime to drive through Greenville, Mississippi to go to Doe's because it is just a hoot.
Yes, it is. It is it's a landmark down there, man.
1941 it goes back to.
Yep. And it's a good enough steak and a unique enough experience that
there's
been several presidents that have walked through that kitchen years.
I heard the story. And as we were walking out, somebody at one of the tables in the kitchen said, Machinery Pete, I got to ask you a question. And I was like, just enjoy your shrimp and your tamales there, sir. And we'll talk at the auction tomorrow. No, we had a good talk. But the people of Mississippi, I love going down there.
Yeah.
The state motto is the hospitality state, and that is spot on. They are good people down there.
That is awesome. Greg, it is always fun. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us every Monday morning. Have a great day.
Hey, you bet, Chip. Catch you later.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, here on AgriTalk. Come on back. We've got a conversation with Amy coming up next. Talking sorghum on AgriTalk.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're tomorrow's business leaders and teachers, engineers and scientists. Today's young people learning to be the best they can be as members of the FFA, preparing for demanding careers in the years ahead. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Recognizing our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand.
O'Galley Cheese is the home of award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses. O'Galley Cheese starts with high-quality milk from local dairy farms, all located within 25 miles of Durand. O'Galley Cheese salutes all farmers and the youth of our community for continuing the important tradition of the FFA. O'Galley Cheese, located 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Welcome back to AgriTalk here, filling in for Chip Flory. I have the honor of talking to Amy France, a sorghum producer in Western Kansas. Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tyne. Don't tell Chip, but I'm pretty excited to get to conversate with you as well. Chip too, but this is pretty exciting.
Oh, I'm telling Chip. I am for sure telling Chip that we both chose for this duo to happen. But Amy, you know, I know you're getting moisture, or you got moisture last week in Western Kansas. Just to start us, you know, get us started off here. How does moisture set as you're heading in and preparing for spring?
You know, it's been very spotty. And that was something, you know, we've talked about a lot. We got about 4 to 5 inches of snow over the night and came down beautifully this morning. No wind, wind starting to pick up a little bit. But they're saying 21% moisture in that snow. So we'll take it. We need every bit of moisture we can possibly get. We did have some nice timely rains. I would say from our perspective, wheat's looking pretty good coming up, but certainly needing moisture during this time.
Yeah, and I know as a producer in Western Kansas right now, the weather's always a concern. Drought is always a concern. But as we're talking about La Nina, I know that is creating concerns, especially in your area, as you head into spring. You know, when you look at acreage, I know that's going to be a topic coming up at Commodity Classic. But Amy, what are you guys thinking for 2025?
We're hopeful, especially sorghum acres. You know, you hear a lot, and being in Western Kansas, we sit on top of the Ogallala Aquifer that's declining. Lots of talk about that. So we're very concerned and cognizant of that. And sorghum is the water sipping crop, water conserving. We can make a crop when other commodities can't. There's certainly a place for both, and you will see both. But we're definitely bringing that topic to mind. Drought and the last 4 years have been the hottest on record. So that's very concerning as well. Not only the drought, but that heat index has been brutal for 23 and 24 crops, sorghum specific.
Well, Amy, you know, I know a couple of weeks ago you testified in front of the Senate Ag Committee, and it was perspectives from the field and really looking at what are some of the challenges that you're focused on into 2025. We mentioned one of those, weather. That's always a concern. That's always a challenge. But you look at commodity prices right now, input prices. Just give us an overview. What were your key points that you really wanted the Senate Ag Committee to understand?
Well, those, and you know, I said it, it's very simple. Just as you said, low commodity prices, high input prices, and this weather pattern that is just brutal. You know, sorghum is very weather tolerant, but it's not immune. And so there are the times that we just cannot get past that. So saying, come on, guys, we've been talking about this. We need a strong safety net, improved five-year farm bill moving forward. And it's past time to get this done. So we're asking, we certainly thank them for their end of year support and help for our farmers that desperately needed it in a very critical time for renewal season. You know, if that hadn't been given to a lot of our producers, they may not have made it through that renewal season. And that's a very real thing happening all across agriculture. And I would say, Tyne, our message was very unified. We had peanuts, we had cotton, we had corn, wheat, sorghum, rice. You know, we need this farm bill and we need it now. There's no question that was the takeaway and our biggest. Of course, we had hit on increased reference price, ARC, Title I improvements, those kind of things. But loud and clear, we've got to get this done. We're ad hoc isn't fair to anyone. It doesn't make anything predictable or plannable for producers or even lenders. So let's get something done and get it done now.
Yeah, did they seem receptive to that? I mean, this is a message, as you said, everyone was unified on this front. So as they were listening, did they seem like, yeah, this we understand, we're going to make good on some of these things that you're talking about?
I think so. I'm very optimistic. I mean, I said it at NAFB that I was optimistic that we were going to get something done. But it's, you know, I think because we have such good friends on the Senate Ag Committee, and it's just getting their colleagues to the table to ask the questions, to hear the concerns. You know, we're very fortunate as Kansas to have both Senator Marshall and Senator Moran there to be able to help the story. We always hear in agriculture, we need to tell our story, and we certainly do. It's just very difficult. It sometimes feels like this broken record, but I can continue to encourage our producers to keep telling the story. I was telling Caleb with American Soybean, I said, you know, our job is really, really cool, but it's very weighty. And we have a lot to carry, this heavy message. And it's a great honor to carry this message. But yes, we continue to push through to say, hey, you've got to hear us. I mean, you don't want us to come and say how many farms we've lost. Let's get something done before that story is the one we're telling.
You know, at the end at the beginning of 2025, we really heard from some of these key leaders that they were going to really try to get a farm bill passed and pushed through in the first quarter of this year. That seemed a little optimistic to me, just knowing the challenges that we've had for the past couple years. But as you had some of those side conversations, Amy, while you were in Washington, D.C., was there any indication on a timing of this?
I don't think so. I mean, nothing I could clearly feel a certain direction. The eagerness is there. I'm hoping Secretary of Ag gets that ball rolling. Obviously, with her coming in, who knows how quickly things will happen. I certainly feel like that's one step in the right direction to help us out. I would probably lead us in the wrong direction if I said I got any true indication. But I know they heard our message. That part I am sure of.
What is the one thing that you told them? I mean, I know you talked about improving the safety net, and we look at crop insurance and we look at all of that. And that was really a topic of a House Ag Committee hearing that we saw last week, looking at the farm economy. But what is the one priority you said that if there was one thing you really need them to focus on with this upcoming farm bill, what would that be?
I would say reference prices. You know, everything is so outdated. It's not a safety net. So yes, stressing to them that we've got to increase those reference prices to reflect the inflation of all things agriculture. You know, agriculture does such a good job of being resilient and pivoting. And sometimes I think, hey, we need a little help back. So everybody wants different things from agriculture. It's time to help agriculture get our feet underneath us so we can continue to do the things that we do best, which is produce and do it well. And I'm really proud of our farmers. And I just keep saying, keep on going. We can do this. We'll talk some sense into some people. So I'm constantly singing their praises and always advocating.
Amy, I know you talked about this in the hearing, but describe the state of the sorghum industry right now as we head into Commodity Classic, as all of these, you know, sorghum, wheat, soybean, and corn producers gather in Denver, Colorado coming up. The state of these industries is definitely going to be in the spotlight, and there's going to be some hard conversations as we gather in Denver. But how would you and how did you describe the state of the sorghum industry right now?
I think one statistic that says things to sorghum, 71% of our sorghum acres were affected by the drought, 23 and 24, 71%. And I feel like that's a pretty telling statistic. And, 23 and 24. So it's not just the one year happening. It certainly feels like this is not letting up. So, and planting decisions. What can they afford to put in the ground? What inputs can they afford? Not to mention, I think one thing that's always important to say is our pieces of machinery often cost the same as some people's forever home. And those pieces of machinery are supposed to last a while. But how sustainable are those? Now, we couldn't do it without our friends in the machinery world. I certainly am not saying that. But just to put into perspective how much those inputs. So oftentimes we think about the fertilizer, herbicides, things like that, but not to mention what it takes to do that in the field. And it takes really big checks to get those pieces of machinery in there. So that's one thing that I like to just put it in perspective. Piece of machinery we buy that maybe is going to last 5-10 years, some people's forever homes. And I think that resonates.
Yeah. And I know you talked about the cost side when you were in that hearing. You talked about the price side. We talked about all of that. But, you know, on the demand side, I know that there's been some exciting things happening on the demand side for sorghum over the past few years when we've been at Commodity Classic that we've liked to talk about. But in your mind, what is the most exciting thing on the demand front right now, do you think?
I think the sky's the limit for sorghum. I truly do. I spoke to how great sorghum is in the field, but it's also great on the plate. And that's something we're really excited to talk about. And humans' plates and also pet food, we've seen it skyrocketing in the pet food world because it is gluten-free. It is non-GMO. There's also some health benefits that the world is starting to get a hold of. And so we're very excited to push that down a little bit further and really kind of building up what that looks like. And so I would say, as excited as I am to say we're a resource-conserving crop, we are fantastic in the field, but we're also great on the plate, and a lot of people are taking notice.
Yeah, less than 30 seconds. What is the biggest opportunity for sorghum in 2025, do you think?
I think, oh gosh, you put me on the spot with 30 seconds. Again, I would say sky's the limit, really, truly, and just showing the things that sorghum does where maybe other commodities can't. And so sitting where we fall, sorghum certainly can produce it with less. So I'm excited about that and think that a lot of people will pay attention to that.
Yep. Amy France, a farmer in Western Kansas representing sorghum producers. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. We need to take a quick break, and then we have much more for this President's Day edition of AgriTalk.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Day one.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.71%. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here on this presidential day. So glad that you've decided to tune in. Chip Flory here as well. Some great conversations this morning. Machinery Pete is always fired up. Good to have a conversation with him. And then Amy France, we don't talk enough sorghum. You know, there's sorghum is a thing, you know?
Very much so. Very much so. Yeah, and it's played a bigger and bigger role in the export market for the U.S. over the last few years. But boy, I tell you, well, and you know what? In the biofuels markets too. But I tell you what, it is still, we're still looking at a crop that is very much destined for a domestic market there.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. For sure. I made a promise last week when I was behind the big green leafy microphone that I just never got to, and I feel like it's worth fleshing this out just a little bit while we have the opportunity. World food prices are up. They were up. The overall food price increase in January, 0.4%, so not quite a half a point, but still headed higher is really not really what we're looking for necessarily. And I've got kind of a breakdown here, Chip. Can I walk you through some of these numbers and just bounce them off you and just see, you know, what how it strikes you? Let's start with grocery prices. The food at home index in January rose 0.5%, 0.5%, showing a slight acceleration in grocery price inflation compared to the previous month. This is moving higher just a little bit faster than it had been a month ago. Grocery prices were a big thing for the Trump administration. There was, you know, when Ms. Harris was campaigning, there were promises we're going to bring down the costs of groceries. And here we are with a half a point rise as we're rounding into middle of February.
Right, right. Very much on the president's agenda. I don't think there's any question about it that grocery prices, egg prices in particular, are something that is going to be a focus for the new USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. I'm not saying that there's a whole lot that you can just reach into a bag of goodies and do something about higher grocery prices.
Right.
But if there is such a bag out there, they're going to be reaching. They're going to be looking for everything and anything that they can do to keep this food price inflation at a minimal level. And, you know, it's a 0.4% or 0.5% increase in January on grocery prices might not sound like a whole bunch, but it's 6% a year.
Right.
Is the pace that we're on. And after the increase that we've already seen, Davis, I don't know anybody that is looking for another 6% increase in their grocery bill.
Yep, yep. Well, here, maybe this helps a little bit. The food away from home index, that's your restaurant prices, increased by just 0.2%. So 0.2 higher on restaurant prices. I'm not sure how that quite necessarily works there.
Well, it's because of the increase that has already taken place. So now we're seeing a little bit of stabilization there.
Okay.
But the big, boy, is it the big reason, the main reason? One of the things that restaurant prices had to account for are the increase in the labor costs.
Yeah, I could see
okay?
that.
Okay? And there is no question that the labor costs went up coming out of COVID. And now that has been baked in to restaurant prices, then now we can see a little bit of stabilization there. I think that's probably what's going on, but I think that's tied more to labor issues than anything else.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's circle back to those grocery store prices.
Okay.
4 of 6 major grocery store food groups that are in this report here saw price increases, and we're going to start with eggs. The index for eggs saw a dramatic increase of 15.2% in January compared to December. And Chip, that's probably substantially higher now here, 2 weeks into February. The surge in egg prices was the largest since June 2015, accounted for approximately 2/3 of the total monthly food at home increase. Egg prices, man, we need to rebuild our chicken herd. And that's when we'll begin to see relief. I think that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, Brooke Rollins, the very first meeting that she had within minutes, of being sworn in last week, the very first meeting that she had was about bird flu and trying to get a grip on exactly what is happening there. And I'm sorry, you're up 15.2% in the month. Egg prices look expensive. Now, with that said, I'm still going to argue that it's one of the best one of the best deals for protein.
Heck yeah.
That there is out there.
Dude, I love eggs. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. But you're different. I'm different than a lot of people in this country that, a move from, geez, it wasn't that long ago. We were looking at $1.50 for an average on a dozen of eggs.
Yeah,
Now that it's up to what is it? It's like five something.
Call it around $5.
Yeah, around $5. That's a huge increase and something that a lot of families out there are struggling with.
Yep. Now they've rolled meat, poultry, fish, and eggs into another broader category. That's up 1.9% over the month. But of course, that substantial rise in the egg prices there accounts for a lot of that. The index for non-alcoholic beverages, these are your sodas, I imagine, your juices and whatnot, increased by 0.9%, almost up a full percentage point in January. And then the fruits, this is interesting, the fruits and vegetables index fell by 0.5%, and the cereals and bakery products index decreased by 0.4%. All this in January. Chip?
Yeah. All right. Good stuff, Davis. The food prices are something, obviously, that we need to continue to talk about. We are going to be talking about it tomorrow at Top Producer Summit in Kansas City. Looking forward to seeing everybody there, including my buddy Davis.
Woo-hoo!
Big Apple Joe. We'll talk to you from Top Producer Summit tomorrow here on AgriTalk.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, "How do you sleep at night?" Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store mattressfirm.com for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More federal workers can suddenly, by the Elon Musk government official.